One of the most iconic moments in Australian sporting history, without a doubt, the 1991 Grand Final pre-match entertainment. Angry Anderson rolling around in this monstrosity of a mobile. They've called it the Batmobile. It was blue and had the AFL logo emblem on the bonnet. And we had Lisa Ondieki and her husband, I think at the time, going around the ground thinking, what the hell is happening here? It was chaos. But the Mighty Hawks won the Grand Final in 91, and that Batmobile is an iconic piece of Australian sporting memorabilia. And you know what? It was sold on the weekend. I want to know what Adam Collins, our cricketing guru and Hawks aficionado, knows about this. Collo, welcome.
G'day, Haas. How are you? Yeah, well, I'm now a shareholder in the consortium that is like the Batmobile. I mean, it's a strange frame of words, really, isn't it? I mean, I didn't think I'd ever be in a consortium. Essentially leading a consortium, but needs must. I saw this on this available last week, and I missed out on it in not quite similar circumstances, but it was on eBay in 2006, and the fellas I go to the footy with and I were planning on buying it then, but we were young and disorganised and all the rest, and this time around I thought, well, let's have a real pop, and here we are.
So you bought the Batmobile in a consortium. How many people are in the consortium?
I think we've got 32 people. So we ended up winning it for a tick over $25,000. So, you know, it's not a life-changing investment for anyone.
How much?
Considerable. I think we won it for, I think it was $25,300. So it's not a, you know, it's not a life-changing sum of money when you consider what it'll be divisible across that group. But it's not for nothing either. It's a big chunk of cash, and I think that people sort of realise it's a bit of Hawthorn history, a bit of footy history, and those of us, not everyone on there is a Hawthorn supporter, although most people are. And there was plenty of interest. I had a stack of people from who I go and watch Hawthorn with who were dead keen, and then there was an acquaintance who's become a friend, Mark Hawthorn, who is a bit of a man about town, and he knows a lot of people, and his people came together with my people, and one thing led to another, and here we are on the right side of the eBay auction.
Wow.
So Collo, when prominent supporters buy significant memorabilia for that football club, they usually donate it back to the football club, yeah. And it sits in the club's museum. Will we see the Batmobile in Hawthorn's club museum now?
Well, my first thought was actually the museum at the MCG, the National Sports Museum, I think it is. They've refurbed that over the last couple of years. Now, I'm not sure whether they'll be interested, but consider me interested. So if they want to get in touch. My overarching thinking is that when this Batmobile sat at the front of the MCG during 2015 Grand Final week, when they first put in the public holiday, the state government had the public holiday before the Hawthorn West Coast Grand Final, of course the relevance back to 1991, so many people queued up for their photo with it. It was a real hit, and I love that. I reckon, you know, it should be somewhere where people have access to it and get their photo taken with it. And whether that's at VFL Park or whether that's at the MCG or somewhere in between, I mean, that's a good problem to have, that we can now work through that and work out the logistics and hopefully have it preserved in perpetuity for footy fans and those who know the great story of the halftime entertainment of the 91 Grand Final at VFL Park.
Well, maybe you can put it next to that hotel on the freeway down to the Mornington Peninsula or something like that. You know, the big bird eating some cheese or whatever it's meant to be doing.
Yeah, oh, look, I think it deserves a greater prominence than that. Because remember, I mean, without overdoing the seriousness of this, because I think we all know this is at some level a bit of fun, but the 91 Grand Final for Hawthorn was special. It was the end of an era in many respects, as far as the five premierships they won between 83 and 91, that golden generation. And that was a really special day for me as a kid and a lot of people my age who went on to see Hawthorn experience some lean years when we were going through school and all the rest until 2008 when they win the flag again. Some great times as well, of course, Huff, but never forget those. But overall, it was a period for the club where we watched the 91 Grand Final over and over and over and over again. So we could all recite McEvaney Committee's commentary from that day. We all know that the ads that played on the television that day, back and front, because we had it taped off the VHS and so on from that day in 1991. So there's context there. It's not just any other half time. And of course, the the madness of Angry Anderson and Rob DiCostella and all the famous athletes who were there gathered around, and Jimmy Steins in his Melbourne jumper, and Lisa Martin there, and Jeff Fenwick, and Fighting Harada, and Lionel Rose, and the Awesome Foursome, and Alan Border, and Jeff, they were all there. And that's why it's such a significant moment. The YouTube video, of course, is one that we'd all know well. And I just thought that we don't want to see this car just sitting in someone's garage. Let's get it out there and make sure that it's sort of a shared asset for footy people to love and enjoy the way that we've loved and enjoyed watching that video over the years.
So does the car still work? Will I see you sort of driving up and down Chapel Street in it at some stage?
That's a great question. Look, our belief is that it works, but it hasn't got a roadworthy. I've received some advice it'll never be registered. That is the advice I've received, but it'll never be permitted. The Vic Roads will never give it a rego. However, our thinking at this stage is that it's not about taking it out to do some chap laps on a Saturday night. It's about making sure that we've got the chance to have it and share it and enjoy it together. And whether that means transporting it to wherever it needs to be and taking it out as and when within the rules and regulations that the Vic Road set, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Well, it's an iconic piece of sports memorabilia. It's quite remarkable. I want to go for a spin in that one day, Collar. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I want to go for a spin.
It would be an absolute pleasure, a privilege to have you in the back of the Batmobile. We'll have to make it work.
So, Colo, we've spoken on this program before about the blue football on top of the VFL scoreboard that seems to have disappeared off the face of the earth. Are there other things that you are trying to get off YouTube? I believe you do have Mark Waugh's One Day International cricket pants. Didn't you get them off eBay?
Okay, I lost that auction. That's something that...
Oh, you lost?
I didn't get over the line on that, which Jeff always talks about for my final word co-host, that he witnessed me in the final throes of an eBay auction some years ago at 4 a.m. trying to win a pair of Mark Waugh's One Day trousers. Look, that didn't come off. The Batmobile has. The football, as best I understand it, there's been some research done by some historians, let's call them, who have found out that the football probably ended up in the tip, much to my chagrin, back when they dismantled the scoreboard in 2001. So I don't think we're ever going to get the blue footy, but we do have the blue Batmobile, and as a consequence, I think they're bound for glory.
Magnificent. You are bound for glory. You're always glorious with us on The Breakfast Club. We think it's magnificent. Spent the weekend at Lord's while you did it, too. It's not a bad way to have a weekend, I reckon. Watch the cricket at Lord's and win the Batmobile. Well done.
Thanks, Harth. Yeah, the Lord's extra bit of colour there is that as the final half an hour of the auction was ticking down, I was on commentary at the time and watching my phone explode with WhatsApps and so on when people were trying to tell me what was going on and trying to keep abreast of that while trying to keep an eye on trying to call the county final at Lords over the last couple of days and today at the pointy end. But yeah, I was absolutely elated to come off air and be told formally that we'd gotten over the line.
Just before I let you go, by the way, Alistair Cook, is he still the best batsman in England?
I've seen Alistair Cook make a lot of hundreds, and we usually judge Alistair Cook by the volume of runs he makes rather than the way that he makes them. That's the best innings, the most stylistic innings I've ever seen him play. He batted beautifully. He struck 26 boundaries out of 172. He made it very clear he's not available for England selection anymore. He's 35 years of age, but he could totally play for England tomorrow. But I ran into the England selector, James Taylor, downstairs a couple of days ago and asked him that question, and unfortunately for England supporters, that won't be happening. But I suppose liberated by not having to play and captain England anymore, he's still as good as ever.
Magnificent stuff, Colo. A big weekend for you and a historic one as well in the world of Australian sport. Well done.
Thanks, boys.